Lewis, guess what Mondelez, the company that owns Cadbury, is really pushing for the EU deforestation law to be delayed again. Yeah, they're part of a group of big US chocolate companies that are dialing back their support for this regulation.
I see. The law is supposed to be implemented at the end of the year, right? It would ban imports like cocoa and palm oil from deforested land in the EU market. But now Mondelez is saying it's already tough with these record prices and supply shocks. That's a big shift from their previous support for the legislation.
Exactly. Their VP, Massimiliano Di Domenico, said further regulatory barriers could undermine a €70 billion industry. They argue the EU needs to focus on competitiveness and economic resilience. So they're pushing for another delay.
And it's not just Mondelez. Mars and Hershey are also not joining European companies like Nestlé and Ferrero in supporting the law. Why's that?
Partly because of the political pressure from the US side. People involved in drafting the letters say it's due to President Trump's opposition to environmental regulations. Mars says they've been consistent in their support, though. They don't want a delay. Hershey is also in favor of the regulation, but hasn't joined the push for delay.
Right. The chocolate industry is under a lot of strain. Unfavorable weather and crop disease in West Africa have reduced cocoa supply, causing prices to more than triple in 8 months, even though futures have fallen from their peak of over $12,000 amps ton. They're still about $4,000 above normal.
The EU's deforestation law is a major part of its environmental agenda, but it's facing criticism from agricultural ministers, trading partners, and right-wing politicians who say it's unfeasible and want it watered down. Brussels already delayed it by a year in October, providing companies with additional guidance.
Other sectors like agriculture and forestry are also preparing to call for amendments to the law. European chocolate makers, including Ferrero, Nestlé, and Tony's Chocolonely, have warned that further delays or changes would undermine one of the EU's flagship policies for tackling deforestation.
Anthony Fountain from Voice Network, which advocates for sustainable cocoa production, said the uncertainty is causing a lot of displeasure among chocolate makers. They want clarity so they can focus on implementation. But some US companies are hesitant to speak out publicly about sustainability for fear of backlash.
The US has long opposed the deforestation law. The Biden administration sent a letter to the Commission in June last year saying it posed critical challenges to American producers and should be delayed. EU officials have also mentioned other problematic rules, like the Digital Markets Act and methane emission regulations.